ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जलं धीरये नश्वप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नश्यति कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः उमज्ञानतिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन् तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामिने गौरविषये नमः हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकांत नमोस्तुते सप्तकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट नंबर 33 काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी अव्रता भटगो शौचा दीक्षवश्च कुटुम्बिनः तपस्विनो ग्रामवासा न्यासिनो अत्यर्थलौलुपा अव्रता भटगो शौचा कुटुम्बिनः तपस्विनो ग्रामवासा न्यासिनोऽत्यर्थलौलुपा अवृता भटगो शौचा दीक्षवश्च कुटुम्बिनः तपस्विनो ग्रामवासा
Avrata, failing to execute their vows, Bhattavaha, the brahmacharis, Asuchihi, unclean, Bhikshavaha, prone to begging, Cha, and Kutumbinaha, the householders, Tapasvinaha, those who have gone to the forest for austerities, Gramavasaha, village residents, Nyasinaha, the sannyasis, Atyartha Laulupa, excessively greedy for wealth. Translation and the purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. The brahmacharis will fail to execute their vows and become generally unclean. The householders will become beggars, the vanaprasthas will live in the villages, and the sannyasis will become greedy for wealth. Purport. Brahmacharya, celibate student life, is practically non-existent in the age of Kali. In America, many boys' schools have become co-educational because young men frankly refuse to leave without the constant companionship of lusty young girls. Also, we have personally observed throughout the Western world that student residences are amongst the dirtiest places on earth, as predicted here by the word asauchaha. Concerning householder beggars, when devotees of the Lord go door to door distributing transcendental literature and requesting donations for the propagation of God's glories, irritated householders commonly reply, "Someone should give me a donation." Householders in Kali Yuga are not charitable. Instead, because of their miserly mentality, they become irritated when spiritual mendicants approach them. In Vedic culture, at the age of 50, couples retire to sacred places for austere life and spiritual perfection. In countries like America, however, retirement cities have been constructed wherein elderly people can make fools of themselves by wasting the last years of their lives playing golf, ping pong, and shuffleboard, and by engaging in pathetic attempts at love affairs even while their bodies are horribly rotting and their minds are growing senile. This shameless abuse of the venerable last years of life denotes a stubborn unwillingness to acknowledge the actual purpose of human life and is certainly an offense against God. The words Nyasino Atyartha Laulupaha indicates that charismatic religious leaders and even those who are not charismatic will proclaim themselves prophets, saints and incarnations to cheat the innocent public and pattern their bank accounts. Therefore, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is working arduously to establish bona fide celibate student life, religious householders religious householder life, dignified and progressive retirement, and genuine spiritual leadership for the entire world. Today, May 9, 1982, in the sensual city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, we have awarded Sannyas, the renounced order of life, to three young men, two Brazilians and one American, with the sincere hope that they will faithfully execute the rigid vows of renounced life and provide authentic spiritual leadership in South America. Mukam karoti vacha. Asaduna saduta dari atinicho chatakara hanamuncha kadachin rita premna kantavyaspuram. Hare Krishna. So I'd like to seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for my purification and the glorification of the Lord. So this is a very interesting section of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is discussing about the fearsome nature of Kali Yuga. So in his book, The Journey Home, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj describes this journey from Patna to Raxol and from Raxol to Kathmandu. So it's a very instructing journey and instructing episode comes over there, that after leaving Patna, he comes to Kathmandu by hitchhiking, by traveling in a overcrowded truck. And this truck leaves him middle of the night in the Kathmandu. And that also not in the city, but of the city, outside the city. This is midnight. The roads are deserted. No one can be seen. And he is going alone. As he walking, his attention was seized. Howling dogs. And these were not ordinary dogs. These were forest dogs who were known for hunting down their prey. And as he was moving ahead, and he had heard that these dogs were not so cool. They will just bark and will go away. If they seize their prey, they won't leave him. And one of the dog got his attention towards this lonely man. And Maharaj could sense that now what I had heard in my travel, that these dogs are not easy to deal with. So Maharaj was remembering all that, and the dog gave a big howl looking in the sky. And as soon as he gave that big howl, a pack of 6 to 8 dogs, they encircled this lonely person, Maharaj. And they could sense the flesh and the blood of their prey. And because of that, they were getting energy. And Maharaj was describing that He was completely exhausted, hungry. He did not have any strength. And he was trying to protect himself. He got the protection of one dilapidated house. And he took a shelter, he took a support, so that these dogs cannot fully encircle him, but just half circled him. From behind, they cannot attack now. So he protected himself, taking shelter or taking support of this wall of a house. And now, the battle began. This dogs, one by one, was trying to attack on Maharaj. And Maharaj was not knowing what to do. Somehow or other, one of the Guru, Ram Sevak Swami, with whom he had association in Patna, he had given him a stick. And he had told him that, I did not have anything to give you, except the stick which I generally use for my support. And with the help of that stick, Maharaj could protect himself from the attack of the dogs. With full strength, whatever strength he was having, he continued that battle for a long time with the help of that stick. As he continued battling, he did not, and his strength was also waning, means he was also getting exhausted. Continued, and the strength of the dog, just like a battle between crocodile and elephant, Gajendra, was happening. Crocodile were, it was getting strength, and elephant was losing strength. Here Maharaj also was like explaining in the journey home that how he was losing his strength now, because how long he could fight now with the stick. And somehow or other, by Krishna's grace, he was praying and praying desperately that, please, oh my Lord, help me. And as he was fighting, battling, somehow or other, that wall had a door beside that, and he just tried to open the knob, and fortunately in the dead of that night that door got open. Generally people will sleep by locking the door, and by Krishna's mercy, by God's grace, the knob got open and he entered in the house somehow or other. And he slammed the door. And he was saved from this brutal attack of these dogs. Durgame patime andasya skalat padagater muhum swakrupa yashtidanena santas santva avalambanam. That durgame patime andasya, I am a blind. And the path ahead is very difficult, Durgama. And not only blind, my feet are sleeping. I cannot stand properly on this path. So, I am begging for your mercy. O devotee of the Lord, Santva, Sant Amalambanam, that please give me the support, the stick of your mercy, so that I can fight, I can save myself from these attacking doubts. And in one of the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he compares Kali Yuga with the dogs. Kali Kukkura Yadi Chao Je. If somebody wants to save himself from this ferocious dog of Kali Yuga,
who is known for seizing his prey. How strong that opponent might be, this dog is most powerful. And in these verses, we see the descriptions. How those who are saviors, those who are supposed to be saviors, has been struck by the influence of Kali Yuga. In yesterday's verse, beautifully it was described that how Kshatriya, the kings, the Rajarshis, will get corrupted and others will get corrupted. And today's verse, actually basically yesterday, it was description about how Varnas will get corrupted. And today, in this verse, number 33, it has been described how Ashram will get corrupted. So in eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada beautifully describes the twofold aim of Varnashram system. So the first aim of Varnashram system is to control the senses. This is the first aim of Varnashram system. Performing austerities and controlling the senses. Controlling senses means austerities.
Developing or progressing on the path of self-knowledge. So Varna is basically for facilitating your nature, Swabhava, and Ashrama is facilitating your spiritual journey or self-realization. And the ultimate achievement of self-realization is samsiddhir paritoshana, that using the Supreme Personality of God. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna talks about three gates of hell. Trividam narakasya dwaram, that kama krodha tatha lovas, atmanam, that one should give up these three gates of hell, that are kama, lust, krodha, anger, and lobha, greed. So whether it is any yuga, whether it is Kali Yuga or Sati Yuga or Dwapara Yuga, these three things lead a living entity to hell. These are the gates are the enemy of living entity. And generally, whenever enemy attacks, during our IOS visit, we had gone to one very powerful fort which protected the residents from the attack of enemies. Many Mughal kings were trying to attack, but this fort protected from so many attacks. And this Durga helped them to remain protected. So generally, whenever enemy attacks, what we do, we generally protect our country. So whenever these enemies of calm, crowd and lower attack, a living entity is supposed to protect himself from this. Irrespective of any yuga, any age, any time. Because if they enter in our system, so no matter which yuga you are in, you will get corrupted. But in Kali Yuga, what has happened? Instead of protecting oneself from the enemy, the mind becomes so corrupted. Insider becomes so corrupted. He not only protects a living entity from the attack, but he goes, invites the enemy, opens the gate, and welcomes him. And that is the Kali Yuga basically. Everywhere, these two principles are destroyed by the bombardment of giving you the consciousness of bodily enjoyment or sensual enjoyment.
And no matter how strong someone might be by following different processes given in the different scriptures or shastras, one gets succumb to this bombardment in Kali Yuga. So this control and satisfaction, control of the senses and satisfaction are constantly been attacked by the propaganda in Kali Yuga. So you will not be kept, you should not and you cannot control senses, and you should not and cannot remain satisfied. Everywhere you will see these two things have been destroyed with the systematic propaganda. So it's very difficult to maintain that culture of Varnashram. That even such as now today's verse, Brahmacharis are corrupted, isn't it? The description, and we have also practically seen. People, they don't clean their rooms in hostels for semester and years together. And what to speak of cleaning room? They don't take bath even. I met one boy who had not taken a bath for a month. And he was happily, oh, sir, Prabhuji, we use deodorants and all this. I feel fresh. And this is what is happening. And grahasthas, generally, while book distribution, we all have met such people who will say that, "Are please, instead of you asking, you give me something." So even ashramas are getting corrupted. So what is the hope? And the hope has been given to all of us. In a hopeless situation where all the dogs are attacking, that yashti danena, yat krupa yashti danena, santam santva avalambanam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being merciful to all the jivas, he has given the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, how when Varna get corrupted and Ashram get corrupted, one can be saved from this dreadful situation by the help of the Holy Name? That is very nicely described in the Srimad Bhagavatam in 6th canto about this person Ajamil. Ajamil, being a Brahmana, he allowed these three gates or three things to enter in his mind: Kaam, Krodh, Lobh, and lose his control and his satisfaction. So his Varna got corrupted. Being a Brahmana, and also his ashram also got corrupted, being grahastha. He not only begged, but Bhagavatam describes that he kidnapped people, he cheated them, he arrested them, and he stole their property. To the extent killing some of them. And how this happened? Sansarga dushita. Because of contaminated association. And as his life was progressing, how long he continued this, that is also very nicely described. Evam nivasatastasya lalayanasya tatsutan kalo gatyagan mahan rajan nashtashitayushasaman. That he spent all his time in such abominable activities, sinful activities, to maintain his family of many sons. Actually, lalaya nasya tat sutan. So beautifully, Shukdev Goswami explains that actually he was engaged in performing all these activities, all these sinful activities, to maintain the family of Ajamil. Tat sutan, he is referring to the prostitutes. That means not all the children of Ajamil's. Kutumbinya, also he talks about Kutumbinya Kutumba. Kutumbinya refers to the prostitutes. That prostitute whom Ajamila had brought. And Kutumba, Kutumbinya Kutumba. That is also referred. So whenever he talks about the family of Ajamila, he always talks about in this term, Tat Sutan, children's of prostitute, children of Kutumbinya. So he was engaged in maintaining all of them till the fag end of his life. Means Brahmana is supposed to retire in all the ashramas, actually, about all the varnas. Ashramas, Brahmanas are supposed to retire at the end of at the age of 50. Go to Vanaprastha and take sannyas. But here, being a Brahmana, he continued doing these activities till fag end of his life. It is explained here, 88 years of his life. So there is no question of a Vanaprastha and sannyas. And as he was continuing this sinful life, his mrityukal, his death arrived. And of course, Yamdutas came and he chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayan, and Vishnu Duta came. And I would like to focus on the discussion between Vishnu Dutas and Yamdutas, because that helps us understanding what happens generally when we are ignorant of the life after death. Then we do not bother to perform any kind of activities while living in this world, while going through this life. Just because we are ignorant, and we generally propagate and generally keep hearing that what is there after death, what happens after death, there is nothing over there. Whatever is there in this life itself, enjoy. Do not bother. And when that bodily concept becomes so fixed in our mind, then we do not think about what varna and what ashram. I remember one of my friend used to tell me, who is from Brahmana family. What was his dialogue? He would always ask me, because I would chant Hare Krishna and all this thing. He would always ask me, अरे ब्राह्मणों ने क्या पाप किया है जो उनके लिए इतना रिस्ट्रिक्शन लगा के रखा है कि दे कैन नॉट ईट मीट, दे कैन नॉट ईट, दे कैन नॉट ड्रिंक वाइन. व्हाट सिन दे हैव परफॉर्म्ड इन देयर पास्ट लाइफ. दैट वाज हिज क्वेश्चन टू मी ऑलवेज. ही डिड नॉट इवन अंडरस्टैंड दैट दिस विल हेल्प हिम टू गो फर्दर इन सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन. But he is thinking, whatever is there, are these are the products of enjoyment, and this is the only life. And therefore, whenever people are ignorant of the future, they keep doing the sinful activities without paying any attention. And here, this beautiful discussion starts. Actually, when Yamdutas were about to take this soul of Ajamil, Vishnududa stops them and asks them four questions, basically. What are their questions? I'll just quickly move forward. You must tell us what is the religious principles and symptoms of irreligion. This is the first question they ask. That you have to tell us. If you are taking him with you, so first you clarify what is the religious principle and what are the symptoms of irreligion. Second, they ask, how do you punish others? What is the process of punishing? You must tell us the process. So Vishnududas are asking about process. And the third question they ask is, whom do you punish? And the fourth question they ask, that do you discriminate or do you punish everyone? So these are the questions asked by Vishnudutas to Yamdutas. And Yamdutas, they start explaining that what is this religion and irreligion, what is the process of punishing, and how they process punishment, and whom they punish. सो यमदूता उचु वेद प्रनिहितो धर्मो ही अधर्मस्तद विपर्ययः. वेद प्रनिहितो धर्म, दैट दे सेड दैट वी हैव हर्ड दैट दिस क्लासेस इवन गोज ऑन इवन हेल. सो दे सेड दैट वी हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम यमराज अवर ऑथोरिटी दैट according to Vedas, whatever activities are in conjunction with the Vedas, they are the dharma. These principles are the dharmic principles. And activities opposing these principles are adharma, or these instructions are adharma. So this is the dharma and adharma. So then Vishnududuta asked them, from where this Vedas, or from where this has come? So then they said that Vedo Narayana Sakshat. These Vedas are not ordinary book written by some mortal being or written by our authority. No. These Vedas, the religious principle and irreligious principles, are directly coming from Sakshat Narayan. Vedo Narayano Sakshat. So Veda represents Narayan. And the instructions given in that are abiding the human society. And not only human society, whole planetary system. That is the answer given by our Vishnu Dutas. And then they said that, how does Narayan control? Does Narayan control directly from Vaikunth? They said, Vishnu Dutta said, no. This Prakruti, this material nature, is under the supervision of the Lord. He controls, that Prakruti controls each and every living entity in this world. Each and every living entity. Therefore, Krishna says, Maya Adhyakshana Prakruti, under my supervision. Supervision means Adhyaksha, Aksha means eyes. Isn't it? So, supervision basically means Adhyaksha. Having a control through eyes. Aankho se hi control kar leta hai Bhagwan. So, under the supervision of the Lord, Prakruti controls each and every living entity. And how do we generally catch all the living entity? How do we catch them? So they said that in this universe we have installed 13 cameras. Not one, two, but 13 cameras to capture each and every moment of living entity in this material world. Upar wala sab dekh raha hai, na? They have advertised. Upar wala dekh raha hai. So whenever there are cameras, immediately we become alert. So when we forget that there are cameras, people do anything and everything. Whatever their mind and the senses bombard them. But when you are aware that everywhere there are cameras, whether it is night, these cameras do work, even there is no light. So, they said, and then the whole description about the 13 cameras is given, how moon, chandrama, manaso jata, agni, the fire is also one witness of your activities, whatever you perform. Agni is residing on tongue. So whatever you eat, that has been recorded. So, because Agni keeps recording, this taste, that taste, this thing. The Vayu is also one of the witness. Vata, he resides in the blood. And mind has been, the moon is the presiding deity of mind. So whatever thoughts, whatever thinking, willing somebody has, is been recorded, by seen by the Chandrama. So these things have been recorded by different agents of material nature. And this material nature keeps recording the sinful activities and the pious and impious activities of living entity. And according to such reaction to activities, karmanurodhena, living entity gets their body, whether into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. And such cycle of pious and impious activities go on. And he keeps getting entangled in this cycle of birth and death. Sansmriti. And this Prakruti also, they say that is controlled. This Prakruti controls each and every living entity through three modes of material nature. And they, under the spell of these modes, each and every living entity enjoys tat phalam bhungte, that you can only enjoy whatever activity you have performed. You cannot enjoy or suffer for someone else. So whatever activity somebody performs, you might be performing, because here that phrase is mentioned, Ajamila was performing all the sinful activities for the sake of maintaining the family. And here, that thing has been emphasized, that tat phalam bhungte, that each and every living entity has to suffer or experience enjoyment for his activities. You might say, oh, I have performed for someone. The material nature does not allow that to happen. And therefore, he goes on continuing this cycle of birth and death, performing pious, impious activities and getting reaction for it. Tat phalam, tat rupam. And accordingly he gets that body, whether into the human society or in the animal society. So then the question arises, is there any way out? So that time they say that Sugya Goswami informs us that in this section he says that this cycle can be broken. Esha prakruti sangena purushasya viparyaya asit sa eva na chirad isha sangad viliyate. Esha prakruti sangena purushasya viparyaya. By continually having association with this material nature, which is made of three modes, the living entity is going through and enjoying different sufferings and enjoyment, fruits of his activities, has only one way to get out. Isha Sangat. As soon as he comes in a contact with the devotees of the Lord or things connected to the Lord. How much time will he take? Immediately. He will not have to go through birth and death, this cycle. Immediately. Na chirat. Chira means within a, immediately. So it will not take much time to get free from this cycle, from this sansmriti, if you take shelter of a devotee or things connected to the Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he gave Lord himself in the form of the holy name. Kalikale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. That stick which can help and protect us from the dangers of Kali. And when somebody takes shelter of this process of holy name, he is assured all sorts of protection. And he immediately becomes situated in his constitutional position of the servant of the Lord. And from that position, he can revive this system of varna and ashram. So for reviving even this varnashram system, we have to take shelter of the holy name. Without the help, that powerful process of chanting will not be able to establish these principles, this culture of varnashram. So one time Indradumna Maharaj was discussing about one devotee when he was serving in Paris, and he was I believe he was temple president. And one day as he was performing his worship, one disheveled a boy came to the temple door. His hair was matted with the dust, and he had not taken bath for he was stinking for so many days. So he came to the temple gate and was asking for food and was trying to enter into the temple. So devotees stopped that person. He was saying, "Food, food, food." So devotees told them, "We'll give you prasadam, but you don't enter into the temple. You be outside." So he remained outside, and devotees gave him prasad, and he went back. So another day, Indradyumna Maharaj was taking a stroll in nearby park. There was a park, a well-known park. So there he saw this boy who had made his cave, a kind of cave, under the bushes, and he was staying there. Dirty, he was taking drugs. He was drinking. And that time again, when this boy saw Maharaj, so he was started asking, "Food, food, food." So Maharaj said, "You come to the temple, we'll give prasad." So he came, devotees gave him prasad, didn't take him inside. And after a few days, Prabhupada came to Paris. And as a morning walk, he was taking his, he generally would do morning walk, so he was taking his morning walk in that park. And one day, as he was taking his morning walk, from nowhere, this boy jumped out of the bushes and tried to catch the lotus feet of Prabhupada. So all the devotees were surrounding Prabhupada. All the big people, they were protecting. So immediately everyone shouted, "Get that boy out from here." So as this boy was jumping, immediately everyone got alerted, and before he reached Prabhupada's lotus feet, everyone caught hold him and took him aside. And this party went ahead. Meanwhile, in temple nobody was there because everyone was with Prabhupada except Pujari. He was doing his puja. So when they came back, whole party came back, and Prabhupada was entering into the temple hall. So this boy, and nobody expected that this boy is inside the temple hall. From nowhere, and everyone was now, because everyone was not on the guard. So this boy immediately jumped at Prabhupada's lotus feet and caught hold of Prabhupada's lotus feet. And now everyone shouted, "Get that boy!" But now, this time, what had happened? He had already caught hold of Prabhupada's lotus feet. And Prabhupada said, "All right." And he started caressing his head. This boy is like stinking, had not taken bath. And Prabhupada said, "All right, my boy, all right, my boy." And now everyone was trying to, again, take him away. Again, Prabhupada said, "All right, my boy, all right, my boy." This happened for a long time. And now, this scene was over. Prabhupada took darshan of the deities. Govinda Madhipurusham was going on. And Prabhupada gave class. Everything got over. Now, this boy got entry inside the temple. He remained over there. And now there was two groups of devotees fighting together. What to do with this boy? Shall we keep him inside? And one group was saying, "No, throw him out." But those who were saying, "Keep him inside," they were saying, "Arey, he has got Prabhupada's mercy." So Maharaj decided, I think he was a temple president, he said, "We'll keep him. But," he said, "on one condition, that if he saves himself and remains clean." So he sent him upstairs, got him shaved, and kept him in temple. And he was given a service for cleaning the temple hall and the temple premises. So he would clean. Sucha. So he kept cleaning temple hall, and he would always say, only one sentence he would say, Prabhupada saved me. He did not read any books. He did not do any other things, only cleaning. And one sentence. Whenever someone would ask him, his name was Pig Pen. Pig means dirty. You know? Means all these devotees would call him Pig Pen. And devotees were like, now started interacting with him, and he would always say, whenever he would get prasad, Prabhupada saved me. He could not even speak because of drugs and all these things. His speech was also not clear. So he would only say, Prabhupada saved me. This went on for a long time. And one day, as Maharaj and all other team, they were going out for distributing books. So this Pig Pen also said that I also want to accompany. And he sat in front seat of the van. And Maharaj was driving. So Maharaj asked him, are you sure you want to come with us? And Maharaj thought he will get scared and will come back, because book distribution is not a easy job. So they thought, okay, if he wants to be, and he only said, Prabhupada saved me. And Maharaj took him for book distribution. So he picked up the biggest bag of the books out of the team, and he went. So, and again, they were thinking, he might distribute and will take money and will run away. Because for a long time he has not got money, and for drugs he might require money. But Maharaj said, no, let him go. And he went. He didn't come back for even lunch. And he stood at one place. And after some time, all the devotees saw that bag was empty, and he came back. And devotees were thinking, and Maharaj was saying that, we thought he must have dumped all these books somewhere. Because he couldn't even speak properly. And how come he can distribute so many books? So when he came back and he gave all the money back, so then they were asking, how did you do all this thing? So he only said, I told each and everyone that Prabhupada saved me. Is this only one sentence I said? And as days passed by, this Pig Pen became a very good book distributor in Paris. And not only that, he became initiated by Prabhupada, and his name became Rasada Das. Rasada, one who gives rasa. Asuchi, such a contaminated condition, and he started distributing Prabhupada's book. He started speaking on Bhagavatam elaborately and distributing Krishna Prem, holy name. And his name became Rasada. Esha Prakruti Sangena, someone has become so contaminated. Esha Sangat Viliyate. And he would always say, Prabhupada saved me. So, this is the power of the holy name and the devotees of the Lord, that they can transform people of such stature, is those who have given up everything, and can make them relisher of rasa And not only that, distributing that rasa. Rasada. Narada, one who gives Narayan. Rasada, one who gives rasa. So, Kali Hata Jana. One who has been struck down by the Kali Yuga. They become Namamrita Jana. Isn't it? They experience the nectar of the holy name. And this is the story of Ajamil. Each Sangat Viliyate. Who got transformed. Although, means, we are not, actually I am not sure in which yuga he was. Isn't it? Somebody can tell me afterwards. But this can come upon, this kind of condition can come upon in any yuga. At any time. But our protection, that stick, Yat Krupa Yashti Danena, should be used for our own protection. And Prabhupada has given this stick for our survival and as well as revival. Revival, survival and going back home to Godhead. So that is the hope in this hopeless situation. Nobody is there. The roads are deserted. Isn't it? Means in this Kali Yuga, everything is like the whole Varnashram system. Who are supposed to be protecting, they have deserted. And there is no hope for anyone to go back home to Godhead. How they will progress? So, this mercy of holy name, mercy of the devotees association, can help us to revive our original condition, serving Krishna. Hare Krishna, I'm really sorry, I went a little overboard. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.